Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote. Can you share your opinion real quick with us?
I'll probably vote.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your answer. Yeah, I'm listening to you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
I'm 30.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your age, please?
I'm white.
Okay, and please rate your level of motivation for voting on the next year presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Any number? How motivated are you?
7.
Thank you.
7.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving forward, I really appreciate your time. Thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read a few. You can select up to two, okay, ma'am? And if you change your mind, you let me know, because I will continue reading. Now, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Okay, and now, which will be the most important in the next year congressional elections? Another one is climate change and environmental issues. Improving K-12 public schools education, gun regulation and reform, health care costs, immigration and border security. Okay. You got immigration, border security, and then lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protection, abortion, and reproductive rights, inflation, and the economy. So you already picked health care costs. Can you pick another one?
Reproductive rights.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What's your opinion?
Getting worse.
Okay. And I know thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination on your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism and discrimination based on your sex or gender on your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay, not often. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I would say I have more rights.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay? Any number. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion, never heard of the personal conversations, just let me know. Taylor Swift, 0 to 100.
30.
Okay. And Ron DeSantis, same question, 0 to 100?
0.
And the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights for 0 to 100, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. 40?
40, okay. And Joe Biden, same question, for 0 to 100?
60.
Okay. And the Democratic Party in general?
75.
Okay. And how about Donald Trump?
10.
Okay. And Kamala Harris? 0 to 100?
30.
Okay. And how about the last one? NAACP for 0 to 100?
50.
Okay, thank you, man. Moving on. Okay, now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, a Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not worried, or not worried at all?
Did you say worried about their rights?
The rise of white supremacy in America today. Are you very worried about that? Somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. Now, I'd like you to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? The first statement says, sexism is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Okay, strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Now, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Same question. Agree or disagree, strongly, somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And immigrants contribute more, immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Same question.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, and the government must do more to protect civil and human rights of minorities. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
And thank you, man. Let's move forward. I really appreciate your patience. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment?
For that.
You support that? Support. Okay. Strongly support. Yes. Or somewhat support? Strongly. Okay. I'm going to read you two statements that some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. The first statement, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books that they have access to. And parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our schools' libraries can carry. The second statement, our schools must teach multiple points of view and ban books, but limit children's access to the new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Now, which of those statements do you agree with more, first one or second one?
I guess the second one.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and second statement. That would be, yeah, this one. Agrees with that statement somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat
agree, okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined and under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one that people say is being undermined or being threatened is equal economic opportunities for all, for 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, zero meant that you don't agree with that statement?
Okay, zero means that you do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined at all. A five means that you somewhat agree that it's being threatened or undermined. And the ten means that you strongly agree and it is being threatened and undermined. That equal economic
okay.
opportunities for all, from 0 to 10.
Okay, 2.
Okay, and immigration to this country, you think that is being undermined on the threat, from 0 to 10?
3.
Okay, and the right to bear arms, same question, from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay, and police that threat. I'm sorry, police that treat everyone the same, from 0 to 10.
1.
Okay, and ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting, from 0 to 10.
4.
Okay, and a commitment to Christian ideals, from 0 to 10. You think that's being undermined or under threat, from 0 to 10?
1.
Okay. And how about freedom to protest the police or government? 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost finished, okay? I do appreciate your patience. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some statements people have made and how we can make improvements to the country. Now, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first statement. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Now, how convincing is that statement? Now, from 0 to 10, you agree or disagree?
7.
Okay. Now, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. And we must remove barriers that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education, that they can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind, from 0 to 10. How much do you agree with that statement?
8.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections on November on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, in which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation? It's just one of the things.
Yeah, the disparity between people of lower income having the same rights as those with higher income.
Okay, so income equality, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Give lower income people the opportunity to get higher income. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, so we can be done. What's the last year of schooling that you had completed? I'm going to read you real quick some categories. Stop me when I get to your categories. 1 to 11 grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, a bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA.
Master's.
Okay, thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Okay, and do you have any children, 19 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How would you consider yourself?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing your opinion with us. It's been a pleasure. And do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay. I appreciate you taking the time to help us, man. Very kind of you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.